Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by General Manager of Riverside Casino and Golf Resorts, Dan France, to talk about the newly passed sports wagering law. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the bill and kind of what you liked about it and some of the components of it that you think can benefit Iowans all over the state?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is, I guess I would say, is that you know, it's one of those bills that was well thought out, and I believe that it's a benefit for the state of Iowa to have it regulated by the IRGC, the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. They know gaming, and they've been, you know, regulating gaming, I think, very well. Since it first came to Iowa back on the riverboats and even prior to that in the horse tracks. So the fact that the sports betting is legalized only through casino licensees and under the regulation of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission, I think, is of utmost importance. You know, we're going to be able to take bets on professional, college, Olympic sporting events. There's a small little restriction on college betting in terms of in-game bets on a in-state college player, which, you know, we just deal with. No minor league games to be bet on. That's fine. We don't feel like that'll be a big, you know, market in terms of either one of those categories. The mobile perspective, the online mobile sports betting is important. Something that we're also happy that the legislature decided to pass a law that said for the first, well, we'll call it about a little over a year to year and a half through, I think, January 1 of 2020, you're going to have to at least come into a licensed casino to establish your mobile account. Then after that, you'll be able to take it with you whenever and place bets and et cetera, wherever you're at, as long as you're within the state borders. But we do feel like it's a good thing to at least start out with to make sure that, you know, we get the anything worked out in terms of verification of age and verification of that a sports bettor isn't establishing an account that has a that's on the self-ban list in terms of preventing themselves from gambling, et cetera. So there's a few, you know, kind of safeguards in place that I think coming into a casino to set up the account will definitely just help out with. So the mobile piece of things we believe will be the bulk of the bets in the state in terms of volume. But what we feel we can offer at Riverside, a visit down here to the sports book, to Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, you know, you can not only bet on sports games and watch them in a great environment, have some food at restaurants. We have multiple choices. You can stay overnight. You can do some other gaming. You know, if there's a show going on, you can do that. If the spouse wants to hit the spa, you know, they can go do the spa while you're watching the game. I mean, you can play some golf. You can do a lot of different things here. And we hope to take the large events like the men's basketball, college men's basketball tournament, and the professional football, you know, Super Bowl aspect. We hope to take those large sporting events and create an experience here, you know, that will draw patrons down to experience that event and make the sports their sports wagers at the same time. You know, stay tuned. We'll be getting out some announcements associated with who our partner is and some of our more specific plans as far as the sports wagering facility and the book and what we're doing and what we're planning on there. We got some Gaming Commission, you know, meetings coming up in June and July where a lot of that work will be done. And then hopefully, you know, we're talking about, you know, sometime early to mid-August where we're starting to take our first bets. And for sure by that kickoff, you know, college football kickoff weekend, you know, we will have a sports book and hopefully we'll have people in here enjoying that and making some bets in the time and, you know, at the same time.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with General Manager of Riverside Casino and Golf Resorts, Dan France. You could find this program and the first half of this interview on our website at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.